Welcome to the PAC Football Report for September 1, 2007. I'm Joe Onderko. Over the next few minutes, we'll take a look back at the 2006 season in the President's Athletic Conference, while also taking a closer look at the opening weekend of the 2007 campaign. Last year, the Washington and Jefferson Presidents returned to the top of the conference standings after a one-year absence. W&J was a perfect 6-0 against PAC competition. The Presidents of head coach Mike Sirianni then entered the NCAA Division III playoffs and posted a 27-23 first-round win at Christopher Newport before falling 30-27 in the second round at Mary Hardin Baylor in Texas. W&J has a bye during the opening weekend of 2007, as does Bethany. Also beginning in 2007, the PAC football champion will receive an automatic bid to the NCAA Division III playoffs. One big story for PAC football in 2007 is the addition of two new programs, beginning in Latrobe, where St. Vincent College welcomes football back to campus after a 45-year absence. The Bearcats open newly dedicated Chuck Knoll Field on Saturday at 1 p.m. against Gallaudet University, a school for the deaf in Washington, D.C. It will be a walk down memory lane for first-year St. Vincent head coach Bob Colbert, who served as head coach at Gallaudet in 1971. Colbert expects this to be a campus weekend St. Vincent will not soon forget.
Well, I think that it's going to be an exciting event for us. Obviously, after 45 years, people are anxious to have college football on the campus, and then with the new addition of our Chuck Knoll Field right on the campus, I think that's where college football belongs. So I think there's a feeling going on there that things are good and that they're all looking forward to the game on Saturday.
The other newcomer to the PAC is Geneva College, which plays a full conference schedule for the first time in 2007. Geneva is under the direction of 15th-year head coach Gino DeMarco, who is the all-time winningest head coach at his alma mater. According to DeMarco, the prospect of renewing local rivalries in the PAC, especially with longtime former NAIA rival Westminster, has fans on the Beaver Falls, PA campus very excited.
Well, I think the sense on campus and even off campus with our alumni is the move to the President's Conference has really been a no-brainer. Our alumni played against these teams before. They recognize the quality of their schools, and they understand the intensity of the rivalries.
In the only opening weekend game involving two PAC schools, the Golden Tornadoes battle Teal College in Greenville beginning at 1 p.m. on Saturday. The two teams opened the 2006 season with an epic defensive struggle in a driving rainstorm in Beaver Falls, won by the Tomcats 7-0 on a touchdown run by Steve Minton. Veteran Teal head coach Jack Liepheimer expects a similar battle when his team locks horns with Geneva this weekend.
Well, I think it's going to definitely be a similar type game from the standpoint that both teams, I feel, are evenly matched. Geno's teams are always well-coached and well-disciplined. Jimmy Christmas is big as all get out, so we're going to be undersized again, and we just hope that our speed can help compensate for that. I'm not sure if it's going to be as defensive a battle as it has been in the past. Both offenses are retooled a little bit, and it'll be interesting to see how that whole thing develops.
Four other PAC schools open the season with non-conference matchups. Waynesburg, which finished second in the conference with a 5-1 mark in 2006, opens at home against Muskingum at Wiley Stadium beginning at 1:30 p.m. It will be the first meeting between the two schools since 1987. Grove City is also at home Saturday at 1:30 as the Wolverines host Dickinson College. The Wolverines will have their hands full with the Red Devils, who captured the Centennial Conference title and earned an NCAA playoff bid in 2006. Westminster will look for its first season-opening win since the 2000 season, when they travel to Meadville to face local rival Allegheny College at 1 p.m. The Gators defeated the Titans 35-10 in New Wilmington to open the 2006 season. From 2003 to 2005, the teams played three consecutive overtime games, 2-1 by Westminster. Finally, new Thomas More head coach Jim Hilvert makes his collegiate head coaching debut at 1:30 p.m. Saturday as the Saints head to Indiana for a road contest at Hanover College. Hilvert comes to Thomas More after serving as defensive coordinator at Mount St. Joseph. In 2006, the Saints scored in the final minute to top Hanover at home 25-23 in the season opener. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. For the latest PAC scores, statistics, and schedules, log on to our website at www.pacathletics.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.